just one very important insight / halakha that would come out from today's Daf Hayomi Gemara Eruvin Daf Samech Dalid. The Gemara there discusses a very important point. The Gemara discusses a very important point of preservation of one's wealth. Specifically, when one falls into a windfall profit, there is a concern that he might be subject to an ayin hara of others, an envy, a jealousy that can, chas v'shalom, cause the easily gained profits to be lost. So the Gemara advises that when one makes fast money, of course we're talking about honestly, of course, one should designate a portion of it to buy a Sefer Torah, to purchase, to have a durable, long-lasting mitzvah, and that will protect the person from the negative effects of ayin hara. And the Gemara gives different examples of windfall profits. You went and you took the inheritance of a convert that has no relatives. So you seize this property, which is an easy thing to do because a convert has no relatives. So the property belongs to the first one that seizes it, that acquires it. Or for that matter, your wife fell into an inheritance and therefore you're the heir to that inheritance as well. Quick money. Or you were involved in a lucrative business deal where you made a quick buck. All these cases, the Gemara says, take some of the money and buy a Sefer Torah with it in order to protect yourself from the Ayin Hara. But then the Gemara says, and even if you found a lost object, you're walking down the street, you found $1 million, or you found a diamond, that's a very expensive item over there, take some of the money and give it out. So the Beit Yishchai asked the obvious question on this Gemara. I understand when you seize the property of a convert, or you fell into some money from an inheritance, or you were successful in a business lucrative deal, there's ayin hara there. People hear about it, there's talk, and therefore you have to protect yourself from the eye of others. But finding an object, that's between you and yourself. Nobody knows that. You walk down the street, you found a diamond ring, you put it in your pocket. Who knows about that? So the Beit Yishchai says that there's a concept of saving yourself from your own ayin hara. And therefore, to preserve your properties, the Gemara is saying, spend it by doing mitzvot. And that's what the Gemara Ketubot says. Melach mamon haser. That if a person wants to salt his money, meaning, how do you, when you salt something, you preserve it. How do you salt your money? Haser. Lose it. Get rid of it. Spend it. Meaning, buy mitzvot with it and give charity. That's a very important, like I said, advice/halakha. That when one is blessed with wealth, in order to keep it, sometimes you have to get rid of some of it in order to preserve the principle. Zohar in Parashat Nasu has a famous quote that we're familiar with. Hakol talui b'mazal afilu sefer Torah shebahechal. That everything is dependent on luck, even the sefer Torah that's in the ark, which we normally explain it as even which sefer we take out, there's luck. Geez, one Sefer Torah must have a better mazal than the other if that's the Sefer that we choose. But the Maharam Sheaf explains based on our Gemara, Hakol talui b'mazal, everything is dependent on luck, meaning when a person is enjoying good fame, so then already he should get the Sefer Torah involved with it. Even the Sefer Torah must be part of his good fortune, meaning he should purchase the Sefer Torah in order that his mazal does not become tainted.